Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
The musicians of Malwick will present a contemporary cantata about Kona, the king of coffees. The Kona Coffee Cantata will be performed on Friday, June 7th at 7 o'clock at the First Reformed Church of Schenectady. A coffee tasting bar and coffees will be offered by Liquid Assets of Avril Park, Ambition Cafe of Schenectady, and the Daily Grind of Albany and Troy. The Kona Coffee Cantata was written by Jerry Tanner and Harvey Hess, conceived as a tribute to Bach's Coffee Cantata. Tanner and Hess have created a Baroque Hawaiian style, combining Baroque musical traditions with Hawaiian musical traditions as seamlessly as possible. We are joined this morning by Anne-Marie Barker-Schwartz, Artistic Director of Musicians of Malwick, Fred Cashmere, owner of Liquid Assets of Avril Park, and Mark Renson, co-owner of Ambition Cafe in Schenectady, and author of the book, Is the Coffee Fresh? Anne-Marie, Fred, Mark, thank you very much for being with us. What a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you.
A delight to have you all here. Let us begin with you, Anne-Marie, of how this event came about, of why are we celebrating coffee in a musical way?
Well, about 20 years ago, when I was just a child, I met Jerry Tanner. He records for Albany Records, which was, of course, based here in Albany. Yep. And I was very impressed with his music and impressed sort of with his idea of pairing Hawaiian folklore elements with classical music in a contemporary idiom. That's a mouthful, but what it adds up to.
Right up there with Kona Coffee Cantata,
exactly.
I would add.
Exactly. Yes. But he writes very vivid, depictive music that's very effective to listen to and very engaging. And he gave me a CD of the Coffee Cantata. I loved it. And for 20 years, I've been trying to figure out a time to program it. And it just seemed this year was the right time to do it. We had a concert open in June, and the forces were coming together. Symphony was already over for the year, so the players were available. And everything sort of came together to make it happen. I have three wonderful singers, and we're staging it as an opera. So all the components were in place to make the concert possible.
What is, for those of us, me, unsure exactly what makes a cantata a cantata?
Well, a cantata, actually it means to sing, and so it's music with singing, and it's a particularly German form of singing.
Okay.
It derives from this church tradition, actually, and Bach wrote over 200 cantatas, as did many other German composers of the period. This is for the Lutheran church, but they moved out of the sacred arena into the secular arena, and Bach and many of these composers wrote secular cantatas, but they're based on the same formula of solos and what we call recitative, which is where there's minimal orchestral accompaniment with the solo voice. They're duets, they're ensembles, choruses, purely instrumental movements, and these are all put together in all. By the way, all the words are poetry, so they're all put together in this package that sort of tells a story.
Mm.
And in the sacred version of them, they're enhancing whatever the liturgy is of the day. But in the secular version, they're like mini operas already. The traditional cantatas would not have been staged, but this cantata is actually designed as an opera, so it works very well being staged.
And its Hawaiian roots come from mostly from Jerry.
Yes, he's based in Hawaii and has
bringing
been,
that tradition into this.
Absolutely. Bach wrote a coffee cantata, and so Jerry and his librettist had this idea to parody the coffee cantata. And so they take the elements of the Bach, which includes the exact number of soloists and the same size orchestra and the sequence of ensembles and, you know, solo pieces, and put them together. But what's more Hawaiian than coffee? So instead of, you know, German coffee, they're drinking Hawaiian coffee. And the whole story revolves around that. By the way, the secondary title of this is What Happened to the Special Roast.
What did happen to the special roast?
Well, you'll have to come and see it.
That's right. It's a mystery as well. Fred Cashmere, as I mentioned, will be creating a special coffee brew inspired by his listening to the Kona Coffee Cantata. What was it about this piece that inspired you?
Well, the fact that it was a coffee cantata, and to come up with the different roast in different coffees, I mean, obviously I had Kona in it, because it is the Kona Cantata. And then I kept listening to the piece, and finally last night sort of figured out what I would use specifically for the type of music and the singers and the father, the daughter, the suitor, and came up with Java, Guatemalan, Sumatra Viennese, and Colombian, and kept them all either full city or Euro roast, depending on how I felt about what I was hearing and the words that were used, and especially the repeat of the aroma of the roast. So it was a lot of fun to come up and listen to how it felt according to what I was listening to.
It would seem to me, the way you just described it, that you would have to almost drink the coffee at a special time in the music.
Well, it was just the sense, and then knowing what coffee is. For example, the father, who was very deep and very rich and powerful, I thought Sumatra would be a great coffee for him because it's a very heavy, thick, dynamic coffee. And I picked Viennese because it was very deep and it would highlight some of the caramelization of Sumatra's, which is what I was getting from his voice and the dynamics of him running through the whole piece. And in his concern about the aroma of the roast. So it was kind of fun to, you know, I started with him as the main character and then just built it from there with his daughter and then the suitor that, you know, came along.
When you're creating a taste, how do you know when you have it right?
I have a great sense. I've been roasting for, well, this will be 25 years now.
Yeah.
So it's not the first time I actually have done it for music. So it was kind of fun that you get a feeling from it, especially from this piece, how it feels and how it would translate in coffee was kind of easy to do.
Mark Renson is co-owner of Ambition Cafe in Schenectady and author of the book Is the Coffee Fresh, which comes from many of your experiences at the cafe. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
So what inspired you creatively to not only start this business, but then to write about it?
It was all of the little nuances of people coming in and just doing things and saying things that were just sometimes out of control and just outrageous. And I just said, you know what, this is a book. This is funny. This is memorable. And people are going to want to read this. And that's how it started.
So, and how are you taking part in the event?
We are actually serving coffee at intermission. So Ambition has a nice following in Schenectady, and they thought that we would be a nice fit for this whole program.
So how much is coffee a part of all of this?
Well, both literally and figuratively.
Yes. Well, I mean, yes.
There will be...
Musical portion.
The musical portion, it is the overriding theme of this opera, and it's what propels the story forward. So there's that component. And there will physically be coffee there from both Ambitions and from Fred's Liquid Assets to taste. So I think, and Daily Grind, by the way, too. So
yes.
I think it's very exciting that we have all these different brews, and I think people will have a lot of fun sort of experiencing the cantata paired with the coffee.
You use the word mayhem is used to describe the book, Mark. What kind of mayhem comes in? Because, I mean, I guess is it sort of, it's a caffeinated world.
Mayhem is just outrageousness and craziness. People come in and they ask us silly questions. They sometimes do very silly things, like they take their clothes off right in front of us. They do jumping jacks. They run in circles.
Let me just stop you there for a second. So how does that, put that in context when people start to disrobe in front of you?
How do you put that in context when you're
Do you know why they were doing it, or was there a reason, or was it
I'm assuming either they were on drugs, or they had too much to drink, or they're just very
all right,
happy person and didn't want to wear their clothes. I don't know.
Okay. All right. So it could have been a sad story.
It could have been, yes, but the day that happened, they didn't seem sad. So
okay, all right.
Yes.
And what other mayhem? I'm afraid to ask.
It's all part of the restaurant industry of exactly what it takes to run a successful restaurant. As far as operating in an old building and receiving and labor issues and employees issues and health inspections and just everything that it takes to run a successful business restaurant, shall I say.
And does coffee lend itself well to that? I mean, it's different than people coming and going to a restaurant. People are looking for something different when they're coming in just for coffee because it's part of part of it is a social experience.
Yes, it is. Yes. People, you know, coffee is very personal to people. They like to hold it. They like to smell it. They like to taste it. So, and you usually have it for about an hour. So people want to make sure that, what they have is exactly what they want.
And I assume you try to think of that as well, Fred, when you're putting a coffee together, of the people will be with it for a while and could even be something they're discussing.
Well, part of our approach is not one coffee or one roast fits everyone. So we do a lot of custom roasting and blending depending on the needs and wants of individuals or restaurants or stores.
So, and what do people typically want?
Well, typically they want a good cup of coffee.
Okay, so what's most popular?
It varies. I mean, the biggest surprise for me for a popular coffee is Kenyan Turkish. And Turkish is the darkest roast I can do. It's a breath from charcoal, but it's not burnt. And it's a really dark, intense, crisp coffee. And it's one of the most popular coffees I have. And I didn't even think it would sell all that well around here until the Clark Museum had its Middle East exhibit, and all of a sudden it became very popular. So a lot of people like Kenyan Turkish.
That's great.
Yeah.
And they learn something beyond just about the taste of the coffee.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many different aspects. There's over 200 different types of coffees that we roast and blend. And, you know, each coffee, there's upwards of at least 5 different roasts I can do with them.
And I think this is where, Anne-Marie, I think you're brilliant on the programming, because I assume you market this to a group that's very much interested in your group, in your organization, and your music,
right?
And the music.
Yes.
And then there's also the coffee crowd that you can go after as well.
Absolutely. And I think people will appreciate the pairing of the two elements. And plus, it's something they can hear that they've never heard in the Capital Region before. The coffee cantata actually hasn't even been performed in the United States since 1985. So it's really an unusual chance to get to hear it. And to see it staged is also another component, too, because it was done in a concert setting when it was premiered back out on the West Coast. And this is actually a chance to sort of get the whole picture of the piece.
You can find out more information about the event, which takes place Friday, June 7th at 7 o'clock. Friday, June 7th at 7 o'clock, it is the Kona Coffee Cantata. And it takes place, again, at the First Reformed Church of Schenectady, Friday, June 7th at 7 o'clock. Find out more information by going to musiciansofmalwick.org and allow me to spell Malwick for you, MAALWYCK, MAALWYCK, musiciansofmalwick.org, to find out more information about the performance on Friday, the 7th of June. And my thanks to all of you this morning. Thank you so much for being with us and for sharing your knowledge. And have a great time. Anne-Marie, Fred, and Mark. Wonderful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.